Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
This is Time Out for Music. At the end of June, the results became known in the competition for the conducting job, editor Svetoslav Obratinov, National Philharmonic Choir. The creative direction of the choir was entrusted to Slavil Dimitrov, a pianist, composer and conductor, with a diverse creative biography. A few months later, on the eve of the 2015-2016 season, the musician and the ensemble have been working successfully together. For a second year in a row, the picturesque park of Vrana Palace hosted the festival Share Music from the 11th to the 13th of September. On its second night, the National Philharmonic Choir and the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra presented a classical pop and jazz program with soloists Kamelia Todorova and Mikhail Yosifov. The audience listened to some of the hits of the jazz singer in new arrangements for a symphony orchestra and choir, and the famous jazz trumpeter played two pieces in new versions. Now that the Philharmonic Choir has been actively working to prepare the season, conductor Slavil Dimitrov sees even more clearly the materialization of his creative ideas. One of them is the launch of a children's choir at the National Philharmonic Choir.
По създаването на детския хор се работи доста сериозно.
We are keen on this idea, but above all, we have to find a place for rehearsals because the Bulgaria Hall complex cannot accommodate 8 formations. Besides, the rehearsal process with a children's choir takes more time than with adult professional choirs. We are currently negotiating with different institutions. I hope we will soon launch the campaign for recruitment of children, says Mr. Dimitrov. Next, listen to Song About Alexander Nevsky from the eponymous Cantata by Sergei Prokofiev, conductor Slavil Dimitrov.
Thank you.
Slavil Dimitrov argues that one major challenge to choral art in Bulgaria is that music lessons in regular schools do not include singing at all. Children are taught theory. In the past, the name of the subject was in fact singing, not music, the maestro says. Slavil Dimitrov will strongly count on new choir master Sofia Bardarska, who took the job after a competition. She was trained as chorister and conductor at the internationally acclaimed Madrigal Choir by its founder, Professor Stoyan Kralev. Apart from a friendship of many years, Slavil Dimitrov and Sofia Bardarska share common professional views. She is someone to lean on because we look in the same direction, the conductor says. One of his priorities is to enrich the repertoire of the National Philharmonic Choir. This season the choir will present the subscription cycle renowned Orthodox Christian music composers. More from Slavil Dimitrov.
Да направим един интеграл, това е много амбициозна дума, разбира се. Но църковната
I plan to work for a stronger presence of Orthodox Christian music on the playbill of the Philharmonic Society, and I have even thought of an integral approach. This year we have three concerts with some of the best-known works of Orthodox Christian music. My wish is to show to audiences the path of this music and why it no longer develops. For 45 years now, such works have not been composed in Bulgaria, except for a few ones by Zdravko Manolov, which are apocryphal and very hard to find. Still, I'm doing my best to find their scores. And I'm happy to confirm that a lot of church music will be written especially for the concerts of the Svetoslav Obretenov National Philharmonic Choir, said Slavil Dimitrov. Next, Alexander Nevsky enters Pskov from the Alexander Nevsky Cantata by Sergei Prokofiev, conductor Slavil Dimitrov.
Oh, Russia,
This was an interview with conductor Slavil Dimitrov, newly appointed to lead the National Philharmonic Choir. And we end this presentation with introduction from the opera Momchil by Lubomir Pipkov, the Pazerjik Symphony Orchestra conducted by Slavil Dimitrov.
Thank you.